B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Live, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! Hi, brother.
I'm just wondering what this team thinks it's proven, that it can just think, we'll get to the playoffs, we'll just flip the switch, you know? This isn't Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James. Like, this is a bunch of guys who have won nothing. And now Embiid's out for 6 to 8 weeks. I'm not feeling it this year. I know you are, cuz. You think that this team is unreal, but I don't see it, man.
All right. I don't know what to say. You don't say it. I think they're built for the playoffs. I think there's some issues to hammer out. I think that they need some scoring off the bench because that's their biggest weakness. I think that they will make a trade, get some scoring off the bench, and I think they're going to make a run. So I don't think it's about they believe that they're so good. And you know what's funny? I get the sense that there's resentment toward them. I heard it in that caller's voice. Did you hear that?
What do you mean resentment?
Like, you think you can flip a switch? You're not that good. Who are you? I don't know. Where is evidence that go that
yeah,
they
but,
can?
But like resentment to me makes me think that they almost want them to lose. I don't want that. I don't think they want that. Do they?
I don't know.
Are people rooting against Ben Simmons?
Yeah. I don't think they're rooting against him, but I don't. There's no give, right? Like there's no slack here. Like there should be slack in January. I'm not saying you don't grouse, but like they go nuclear. Like, that's why I keep going back to the Eagles and an Eagles season. It's too much. I'm out. I'm a season. I don't feel it this year. Like, how could you make a judgment about the playoffs in January? Seriously.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, don't you sense that that's resentment talking?
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
So what is the resentment, and how come there is no slack? Like, intellectually, I say to you, all right, listen, you got the tallest team in the history of the NBA, starting five. You're going to have three guys, Embiid, Simmons, and Horford, who are historic, and really Tobias, who's 6'9", right? Like, you're talking about historic length. So it's not going to be as easy to integrate all of them on the floor like, say, the Lakers or the Clippers that had Kawhi and Paul George that are more traditionally built but don't have that kind of size, right? So intellectually, and I know there's a smart fans, they know that it's going to take some time for all of them to figure out their roles. And it's going to be a struggle, right?
Yep.
So how come there is no leash? Or no slack on the leash?
I don't know. It's impatience.
Yeah, but why is it so dramatic? Is it because, again, we are conditioned to view everything like a football season?
I think that's part of it. But I really do believe part of it is the process. Is, you know, I... 4 or 5 years of this team losing on purpose, and they think that they should be winning a championship already this year.
Well, hey, listen.
And maybe they're afraid of the future. Maybe they go, all right, maybe this Ben Simmons guy isn't all that, and we waited for what? For a guy who doesn't score. Maybe we had a caller not too long ago that said Joel Embiid is holding the team back. So they go, wow, we waited all those years, they drafted him, and then he really didn't play for 2 years. I think maybe there's a fear about why did I wait for this? In the back of people's minds, or maybe in the forefront for some people.
You talk to anybody in the NBA, they'll tell you the Sixers are one of the contenders, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can only be one of the contenders. Let's see how it happens. Like, if they were coming off of a first round loss last year.
Right.
They lost to the eventual champion on four bounces in game seven on the road. And now they're embarking on their third playoff trip with new pieces that take time to integrate. I don't know. I think it's worthy of, I'm not saying, you know, you gotta be Job, but a little bit more understanding that I'm out. That's all I hear. Right? No? I don't know.
No,
please, you can disagree. I don't care.
No, I agree. You hear it all the time. The I'm out. I mean, it's all over Twitter right now just because we have that poll up.
All right, what's next?
All you J-O's questioning Carson's toughness, you must be a little concussed yourselves. It's a brain injury. He played with a broken back. He had his kneecap ripped off and wanted to finish the game. You frauds. You should just move to Dallas with the rest of the Cowboys cockroaches.
I agree.
Yes, I agree. We're with you, brother. What's next?
Just want to be clear. NFL, greatest league in the world. My favorite league. Always been my favorite sport. But I gotta say, when I heard the ruling come down that Clowney was not getting any type of fine on the play, you just gotta say what we're all thinking at this point, which is, you, NFL.
I love that, dude. Bleep you, NFL. I couldn't be more on board with that. I know people say, well, who cares about the fine? He's not going to bring Carson back in the game. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You know what? He should have been fined. And the only reason why he wasn't fined is the NFL didn't want to revisit that. They wanted to bury that. It's why NBC didn't talk about it. The starting quarterback in a divisional round playoff game was out. Out. Knocked out. Wild card, excuse me. Knocked out. 9 minutes into the game, knocked out. On a cheap hit. They didn't want to go there. I'm convinced of that.
Next. Coach O'Brien, we're blowing them out in their house. We have our foot on their throat. You sure you want to go for fourth down here in our own territory? If we don't make it, it can totally change momentum. What do you want to do? Jesus, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, the whole game changed right there. Because then you saw the avalanche come. Right then there was the fumble, and it's all over. And the Chiefs win it all. Whatever it is, whatever they are, they're probably the favorite, right? Of
yeah,
the four teams?
Yeah, I think it's 7.5 against Tennessee right now.
No. I mean...
Oh, to win the Super Bowl,
yeah,
yes.
The four teams, they got to be... What are they? I recommend you bet them now, whatever it is.
Then you know there's a conspiracy theory out there.
What's that?
Andy
gets a Super Bowl?
Well, not only that, but that the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl. And then the Packers beat the 49ers and get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, so year 100?
Well, State Farm. Because they have both Rodgers and Mahomes.
Wow.
So there's a conspiracy theory that State Farm has paid the NFL off to have both Rodgers and Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
And you have Chiefs, Packers, yes. Which is harkens back in year one, season 100.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I would love to see that. Mahomes, Rodgers.
Then you got commercial after commercial after commercial.
I don't know, though. I don't know if... I think the Niners can win that game. I'm sure they're the favorite, but...
Yeah, they blew them out in the regular season.
Yeah, it won't be a blowout,
I think
though.
It's going to be closer, yeah. I don't know. I think they're like 7.5-point favorites, too, for Niners.
I saw it, yeah.
And I think they win, but I don't think it's going to be a rout.
I agree with that. What's next?
Anthony, it's Gabriel. The 76ers had quite the Boston tea bag party against the Celtics at the Wells Fargo Center in South Philadelphia. Also, I'd like to take the time to throw my name into the hat for your Philadelphia Eagles future head coaching job of your wide receivers. I've got credentials. 37 days, no pitchers and catchers. Boston sucks. Oh, my.
I'm with you, Gabriel. I'd love to see you be the wide receivers coach. How great would that be, Chunas?
Yeah, just be absolutely awesome.
What's next?
Let's open it up in chat.
Andrew, it's not 39 games. How long has Brett Brown been here? Years. And the same thing happens over and over again. Offensive ineptness and turnovers, dude. I'm sick and tired of it. Okay?
There you go. You are either on team okay guy or team cuts.
Wow.
That's it. You want to be out? I'm tired. Okay. You can either be on that squad. And again, because he gives you years and all this, oh, angst. They had two playoff teams when the process stopped and the process turned into achieving something, right? Growing towards a title. And they've had two playoff runs, two. And now here's their third coming up this year. So all this angst, I'm out, it's been forever. It hasn't been forever. That's nonsense. So you can be on Team OK Guy. Not exactly Pat Riley when it comes to the sport of basketball, but...
Really?
You can be there. Neither am I, so I'm not going to tell you I'm either. But that the sky is falling like the OK Guy loves to preach.
I'll take Team Cuz if I'm allowed to be on your team.
Well, yeah, really, it's really going to be Team Cuz and Chunas.
Okay.
As opposed to Team OK Guy. The Brady Heat Line brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here. You wouldn't know. It was beautiful out, huh? Over the weekend.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, had the windows open.
That's awesome. Your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, back to the phone lines. Who we got, Chunas?
Let's go to Chris in Williamstown.
What's up, Chris?
You know, because it's really strange because I've been one of the biggest Ben Simmons haters over the past two seasons when, you know, it didn't seem like he was making any turnaround in his game. But, you know, I started really trying to pay more attention to what Ben Simmons was doing. And for me, when I watched him in that Boston game roll down to that right shoulder and absolutely throw that jump hook up against Cantor, like, I said, why should he could be doing that 30 times a game, making 60 points a game if that's all he ever did. Forget this jump shooting idea, the three. He needs to shoot a three. He needs to shoot a 16th quarter. Stop, please. And if he does that 20 times a game, do you think people will stop talking about him needing to shoot if he puts up 40 a game just doing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll never put up. He's not built to put up, you know, 30 a game in that way. I think, look, if he scores 20 a game and does his 20 and you know, moving the ball and 8-9 assists, 8-9 rebounds, and elite defense, I don't know. Is that not enough?
It is. But see, here's the thing. I think it's the person sending the message. I don't think he's sending him the right message. We heard him say, Brett say, oh, I want him to take 1 3-point shot a game. See, he is bought into what us fans have been preaching that he wants. We want him to do that so much that I think he really has become kind of, he's kind of lost sight of the actual goal for Ben Simmons. And then you say, oh, trade Ben Joel, please. Another person talks about trading either one of these two players. I'm going to absolutely jump off the bridge because I think it's the other people around these two players that are not good enough to get it done. Your best chance was last year. And Kevin Durant coming back.
But let me ask you a question, though. Time out, Chris. How could you in the early part of just January the 13th, how could you look ahead to June and say they don't have a chance?
Because, I again, the other three players, the bench, it's not good.
Well, listen, listen, you can talk about the bench all you want. I agree they need one piece off the bench that can score, which I think they'll get. But I think Thibault is really good off the bench. You got Anis off the bench that can defend. I don't know how you could say that they can't. Who's going to beat them in the East right now, other than Milwaukee?
I know that made. I say possibly Toronto if they get
there. They're not beating them.
Okay.
No,
well,
no.
One more thing, Anthony. Because
yeah, sure.
I have one other point.
Yeah.
The $180 million elephant in the room has been my biggest problem. That is a guy for me that is not living up to his. And when he showed up in the end of the Boston and parts of the Dallas game, that's a Tobias Harris I want to see. But are they allergic to throwing a hard screen? When I saw Al knock down a guy who wasn't really paying attention on an inbound, I say, is this team allergic to setting a hard screen? And yes, I'm talking about Joe too.
All right, Chris, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I mean, I think Tobias has had a terrific run over the last few weeks. He kind of got his scoring element there. Jay Rich is like, you know, I don't, they wouldn't beat Boston. Like, I agree, it was an ugly third quarter, an ugly second half against Dallas. It was. And I'm curious about tonight. They beat Boston for the third time. That was without Embiid. They played incredible defense for the final three quarters. They gave up 35 in the first quarter and then D'd up. And we're talking about they had their best shot last year. Really? Toronto's going to beat them in the series? I don't think so. Who's next, Tunis?
Pat in Westchester.
Yo, Pat.
Hey, guys. Initially, I called, but I still want to talk about the safety on the Eagles.
Sure.
I agree with the Ant. I don't get what this Simmons hate is, you know, for all those people out there that are talking about getting rid of Simmons, well, exactly who would you trade him for? I mean, tell me the player that you would trade him for.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you say that, Pat, because like you, when people go Doncic, you go, all right, yeah, I get it. Like Luka Doncic's a great player. It's the same thing with Wentz. They go, well, you're Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes is better than Wentz. But, you know, it's all right to be top five, right?
I would even argue, you know, as much, look, I thought Luka Doncic was going to be this good before he was picked. I mean, the eye test, looking at what I was seeing, even overseas.
Yeah.
You'd say, oh, well, they don't play any defense. Well, the hell they don't.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder over there than it is here. And I thought he was going to be a great player. But I digress. What I called you about was actually the safeties and maybe Roseman's biggest mistake since he's been general manager. Everybody talks about him not getting that defensive end that went to Seattle and not getting the corner from
Ramsey,
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But the biggest mistake, in my opinion, could have solved their safety situation for the next 10 years.
Al Minka?
Yeah, absolutely. You could make a case. You could make a case for Minka Fitzpatrick being the most valuable defensive player for about 10 games this season.
No, he was. No, listen, it's a great point that you bring up, Pat. He was tremendous. He had a great look in Pittsburgh. Down, we all know, without a quarterback, they were in it. I think their defense was terrific. Minka Fitzpatrick was great. It's a great point that Pat brings up. He was a player. You know, it's funny. My godson Sammy, he's 15. They went to go see the Steelers, Baltimore, at the end of the season in Pittsburgh, and he ran into him in the hotel.
Into Minka Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you got the picture. And you know what's cool? When you see a 15, and Sammy's out of a baseball player. When you see a 15-year-old like beam, and he was beaming in this picture with Minka Fitzpatrick.
That's cool.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it was dynamite. Who's next, Tunis?
We got CJ North Philly.
Hello, CJ. We say, what, brother.
What's going on, cuz? I appreciate y'all letting me be part of the show, man. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just really wanted to touch on the Ben Simmons thing. I love our team. Like, and I feel as though we got, and I think I speak for everybody when I say we got a ready-made team for the championship. And the reality is, it's a two-part kind of like problem. It's Ben Simmons and the way that he hasn't grown and the way that we wanted to see him grow. And Brett Brown refuses to change the formula. Like, the fact of the matter is, Ben Simmons is not a point guard. And I think that's our top issue. Like, we got a proven point guard sitting right there in Trey Burke. Like, we ordered a roster, bro. Like, I mean, come on, something got to be different.
So, CJ, so let's have a conversation about this. If you're not going to play Ben with the ball in his hands, where are you going to play Ben at?
We got to put him at the three. That's where he's going to work the best.
Think about it, because if you want to play him on a wing, he's got to be able to shoot.
He could be, but, I mean, we've seen other examples of, like, threes that don't really shoot.
He's an elite.
Wilkins.
Dominique Wilkins was a four, but I hear what you're saying. He's not that player, though. He's really effective because he's got incredible court vision with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I think people confuse point guard with combo guard. Okay. I like Trey Burke. Listen, I like him a lot, but he's not a title contending team point guard. Yeah, come in off the bench, give you some minutes, but you put him on a bad team, he'll put up some numbers. But he, the whole point of this team is it's got length. Like, they swarm. You can't. It's why the Celtics can't beat them, because they're too small. Kemba Walker gets frustrated. They can't get their shots off.
And I get that. And my only thing is, I need Ben Simmons to gain some more point guard characteristics. I've never seen him come down the court and call a play. Like, I mean, he just come down, he run into the middle of the lane, he do the Iguodala thing, jump up in the air, he don't know what he's doing with the ball. It's crazy.
Listen, you're right. Like, he does. He'll get up in the air, and you're right, and there are times he'll jump, put his back to the basket, pass out. Like, you're right about that stuff, and that stuff he needs to cut down on. So, like, I'm not arguing completely for the other side, but he is a point guard.
Hey, Ant.
Yeah.
Coming up, I need about 2 minutes to read something for you.
Sure.
It's a synopsis about a show that you're going to really enjoy coming up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in.
And not just you. Everybody in Philadelphia is going to enjoy.
Really? Yeah. It's a Philadelphia show?
It might be about your Philadelphia Eagles.
No way. All right. I can't wait. Looking forward to it. That sounds good. Wow. What could it be? Hard Knocks? Something like that? What could it be?
Nah.
No?
You'll love it.
All right, looking forward to it. Hey, let's talk about LaBruciano and your roof. Yes, Anthony LaBruciano, my roofing specialist. Don't you cringe when you hear about a botched home improvement job, like a friend or family member's going through, tell you about? Listen, when it comes to your roof, a botched job could result in a serious mold problem down the road. I mean, all kinds of issues. Don't let this happen to you. You live in Pennsylvania. Go with my guy, the master, Anthony LaBruciano Roofing, a CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. Why is this important? First of all, CertainTeed makes the absolute best shingles and roofing products on the market, and the only contractors are awarded CertainTeed 5-star select master certification. From the very start, you're going to be dealing directly with the owner, Anthony, and he's the best. He's going to respond to your phone calls quickly. You'll get the finest CertainTeed products. Your job will be done right the first time. You need a new roof, you call Anthony LaBruciano Roofing. Here's the number, 610 610-265-ROOF. 610-265-ROOF. Or go to paroofpros.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Back live in Indianapolis. The Midday Show. Cousin Chun is hanging out with you. So we started off talking a lot about the games over the weekend and where Carson is. And what's going on as far as, you know, comparing Carson to some of the young quarterbacks, some of the big, tough, you know, whether Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, and where Carson is. And then, of course, we got back into Sixers. And there is a skepticism, I think that's the fair word, that surrounds this team from the fan base. And I don't know if it's just because we're football conditioned or what it is, but it's a very real skepticism that I don't share. That's our show recap brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Serve your guests the best with a deli tray from a real Philly deli who use Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses. For a location near you, visit phillydeli.com. What do you think?
What do I think about what is the question?
What do you think about
wild day.
The skepticism of everyone?
I don't think it's fully warranted. I get being concerned. I get having fears. But I think it's over the top. I've used that word a few times. It's over the top criticism for Ben Simmons. I get the Brett Brown, like, you know, the okay guy was, he never figured it out. He's never going to figure it out. How do you know? Like, how do you know that he's never going to figure it out? And people that say, oh, stop with the same excuse. It's a new team. Well, yeah, it is. It's the third team in 3 years.
Yeah, it's not a new excuse. You guys should be smart enough to understand that when you have the uniqueness of this group with all the length, that it's going to be some frustrating moments.
Yep, but they're impatient. That's all. I mean, somebody tweeted in, of course I'm impatient. I waited 3 years of losing basketball, and for what, a fifth seed? Yeah, they're in the fifth seed, but they're, what, 3 games out of the 2 seed? Like, come on.
Right, well, but that's the thing. I don't know. We're going to be having this conversation now until the playoffs start. I fear it. I completely fear it. All right, tell me this about this series. So I heard Natalie say the Amazon series.
Yes, it is titled All or Nothing, and I think they've done a couple of these.
Right.
But they follow a team throughout the season, and this year they've been following the Eagles around. And we all know this has been a crazy season for the Eagles, and it's coming out soon. I think it's normally later in the year. It's coming out February 7th.
So February 7th, wow, man.
There's what you got to do to sort of get over the Eagles for a little bit.
February 7th, it begins.
Yes, and it looks like it's
All or Nothing.
8-episode series.
And they were behind the scenes this year.
Yeah, the entire time. And, you know, they mentioned in the little synopsis that the Eagles overcame 3 seasons worth of hurdles in one campaign en route to a 2019 NFC East title.
All right, read me the synopsis.
All right, they need a crucial Week 16 win over the rival Cowboys and a Week 17 triumph to secure their playoff berth, all against significant odds. It came with the contributions of a running back named Boston Scott and a former college quarterback morphing into a clutch receiver. That, of course, Greg Ward. And it will all be retold via the masterful work of NFL Films. The 2019 Eagles are the focus of the latest iteration of Amazon's All or Nothing, the in-season documentary of an NFL team vying for football glory produced by NFL Films. The 8-episode series, narrated once again by John Hamm, follows the path of a franchise with an inside look at the workings of the organization through 16 regular season games and whatever postseason contest it might earn. This year's Eagles reached the wild card weekend. We're going to know that. And then they mentioned the pain included the loss of Carson Wentz in the playoff contest and the insertion of 40-year-old Josh McCown, who then suffered a torn hamstring and played through the injury to a close loss. We're sure to receive an up-close look at the incredible effort and the many more that were required in the weeks and months prior as the Eagles overcame the loss of many significant contributors while racing to a division title.
All right, let me ask you a question. Because, yeah, I'm into it. But I think what I'm most interested in won't be in this piece.
You're interested in the rats.
Yes. And I don't know. Maybe it will be. I don't know.
You think maybe there's some red tape where they don't put it on?
Yep.
I hope they do.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm going to watch it.
Yes. But if they want to tell the true story, they got to put it in there.
Like, if the story's just about how, you know, like Boston, you know, who is Boston? Like, I love that, but, you know, we kind of lived it, right?
Right.
Like, I don't need that story.
Like, you want Josina Anderson a part of the 8-episode documentary.
Yes.
And the tweets and going on ESPN and talking about her sources.
Yeah. You know, why? Like, I want answers like Carson sent Alshon Jeffrey a plane ticket to come work to Houston to come work out with him, and he didn't show.
Right.
Why? I wanted, like, an answer from that. I think that's the most interesting piece of it.
I wonder, they have to have that a part of it. They have to. It tells the story of the season. Yeah. And they mentioned it, you know, overcoming a lot of obstacles, basically 3 years worth.
Well, you need to have, I mean, let's face it, to tell a great story, you need to have all the warts, right? Like, you need to see what the challenges were. You know, the second half, like, so what happens is at the end of the first act and the second act, the hero is faced with a challenge. How do they get over it? So it's just like the process, right?
Right.
It's the same thing. How do you get over the hump? And then what's the conclusion and the ending? So all the story, the whole story of all the challenges that they face, those challenges need to be explored. Because only then will the conclusion of winning an NFC East mean anything. And even then, you know, there's still an emptiness the way the season ends because of the injury to Carson.
Right. Now, let me ask you, because, you know, you've been in the industry for a long time. What are the odds that we learn something watching this? Like, that we do find out a little bit more on who was the rat, even though we all have an idea who it is. Like, do you think they put that much into it?
No.
So you don't think we're going to get any dirt from it?
No. I don't think so, because here's the other issue. That Alshon is still technically on the contract for next year, right? I mean, he's on the contract.
Yes.
So I don't know that they could alienate him further. Like, there's still a chance they have to work things out because of the salary. So I don't think it's going to be that expose type. You know, there could be like, oh, there's rumblings in the locker room, something like that. But that's it. I don't think there's anything more than that.
I hope there is. then we'll have stuff to talk about for another month.
That would be interesting. That's for sure. All right. Let's talk about Parks Casino. Yes. There it is. Our 4 for 4 casino and sports book of choice. Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. If you can't get there, go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. And you get a free risk-free bet up to $500. Listen, we're looking at it right now. The Sixers tonight, let's tell you, they are a 2-point underdog on the Parx Casino website. If you take the Sixers money line, and they're going to win tonight, they're minus 109. Oh, excuse me, they're actually plus, you ready, 106 on the money line. We'll give you some plays coming up, like over Ben Simmons, 16.5 points, over Al Horford, 13.5 points, and don't forget the national championship game, Clemson catching 5.5 against LSU. We love the Clemson, but you got to love Parx. You will absolutely love it. It's my casino and sportsbook of choice, Parx Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Go to parxcasino.com/PA. Got to be 21. Don't forget to use the promo code GREEN. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Live in Indianapolis. It's a midday show. All right, Tunis, a couple things as we hang out and get ready because Sixers tonight against the Pacers, Flyers, Bruins. You can catch that one on WMMR. And, of course, Clemson and LSU. Let's give some picks. I like Clemson tonight a lot. I think they win the game outright.
Yes, I agree with you. Well, I don't know about outright, but I am taking Clemson plus 5.5. That's what I got it at. So I was on that a couple of weeks ago, I think. I said it sometime. But, yeah, I'm going Clemson plus 5.5. And I'm taking the over in the game, too.
Are you really?
I know Clemson has a good defense. LSU, they've been like giving up like 25 points per game, and there's some clunkers in those. You know, obviously, LSU doesn't play all top five schools all season long, so I think they're going to give up points. And even though Clemson doesn't normally give up points, it's still Joe Burrow and that LSU offense. So I'm going the over. I know it's a big number,
68.5.
Yep, I'm going the over.
Yeah, it's too high. Like unders are no fun, but that's too high. Too.
I mean, if the under is still 67 points, you know, it's a good time. Still 67 worth of points that you got to watch.
Right, but like nobody likes playing the under, and I understand why. Unders are no fun, but honestly, a lot of people are going to go over. I know the bro liked the over, too. And this is going to be a tough game. Clemson's defense is not Oklahoma's defense.
Right.
By the way, the handoff to Mikey Miss, who's coming up next at 2, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right. Any props you liking in the game?
Oh, in Clemson LSU? Nah, I was just going on the game there.
Because I'm going to take the... I like the under.
Okay.
So we'll go head-to-head.
All right, that sounds good. I got some NBA player props for you.
Oh, yeah?
No three-point shots. I don't like anything right now.
No?
I got to try to refigure out Vegas because in the beginning of the season,
we stopped doing it, right.
They were doing the average three-point shots made per game, and early in the season, the averages are always either inflated or deflated. So I was able to figure that out. Now that they're sort of like mid-season, it's getting kind of harder. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, Al Horford, over 13.5 points. We talked about that earlier. Taking the over there.
Yeah, well, you and I share that. First of all, I'm taking the Sixers. Because I think I like them to win the game.
I hope you're right. I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, listen, I get it. But, like, to me, like, you'll hear me you'll hear me get angry and criticize them heavily if they lose this game. Like, you get Saturday, bad second half, you know, should have won the game, so you're not feeling great about it. But then, you know, look, this team beat you 2 weeks ago, big time. You got to come back at them. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going in a game, Celtics hosting the Bulls, 10.5-point favorites, the Celtics. I'm going to lay that. And then in the game, Kemba Walker, just 21.5 points. I think he gets over that easily.
Really?
Unless it's a blowout and they pull him out.
Yeah?
I mean, they put up 140 points the other night.
So you like... Wow, check that out.
Yeah, I think the Celtics blow out the Bulls in Boston, and then I think Kemba Walker just goes off. The only way he would be under 21.5 is if they're blowing him out and they just take him out. That's how I view it.
Yeah, 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 I hear you. Yeah, it's funny, you like Boston to win big.
Yeah, I think the Bulls are a fun team, but they're still the Bulls. They still stink.
I like over Ben. You like over Ben?
16.5, yeah. For them to win, he's going over.
And he actually went over in that bad game last time.
Yeah, he finished with 18 against the Pacers.
And coming off of where he got into foul trouble, I thought that was a big deal. Saturday night.
Yeah, I'll be with you on that one.
Yeah. So we'll take Ben and Horford over. Are you in on Sixers or no Sixers?
I'm staying away.
You stay away from Sixers. We both got Clemson, and then you got the...
I'm going over. You're going under.
I'm going under. All right. There it is. That's always a lot of fun. The daily number, which we bring back now that the Eagles season, the playoffs are done. Did you have any, like, withdrawal? Because I did.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I wasn't, like, getting ready. I wasn't doing post-game, obviously. The Eagles are done, so I didn't have, like, the notebook in hand. I didn't have my little setup. And it's just like, all right, I'll just sit here, I guess. Which was also nice.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Had a few beers.
Yeah, without a doubt. I know, everybody, it's funny, because I know a lot of people were rooting against Andy.
Why?
He's going to win. This is his Super Bowl. They're gonna win the Super Bowl. Because they'll beat the Niners or the Packers. And they'll crush them. This is where he gets his. It's written. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening as we bid farewell to Indiana. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back in Bala Cynwyd. Mikey Miss is coming up next. And again, we will continue, which I think, the Ben talk and the Sixer talk. It's amazing, the angst that's here with everyone. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.